Chief Barth, and I'm the Healthy Worksites and Healthy Communities Coordinator for our program, Community Wellness and Prevention, in Multnomah County, Oregon. The title of this presentation is Partnering for Better Options, Healthier Vending Initiative in Multnomah County, Oregon. And as I was listening to my colleagues from the other state in the Pacific Northwest, a lot of the messages and the process that they went through is a little bit further along than where we are in our local county, but I think a lot of the lessons learned and the things that they discovered along the way, we are also discovering along the way. So it's heartening to hear that, that the lessons learned and the challenges are potentially similar. And also, before I'd like to go forward, I'd like to give kudos to my colleague Amber Hansen, who's sitting in the audience, who she and I worked together on this project while she was at Multnomah County, and she's no longer at her position. If anybody is from Ann Arbor, that's where she is now. But I'd like to give her kudos because she really led this project while she was at the county, and I have the great honor of being able to talk about it today, but wanted to give that to her. And I have no financial disclosures to announce. And a few of the learning objectives I'd like to cover in this session are to describe how a local government can partner with our vendors through the Randolph Shepherd Act on a healthy vending projects, and through our Healthier Vending Initiative pilot project, discuss how contracts can be used as tools to improve health environments. And first, for a little bit about Multnomah County, we as an organization have about 4,500 employees. We have about 134 buildings that stretch across 465 square miles, and we are probably a lot of folks have not heard of Multnomah County, but have heard of Portland, Oregon, and that's we share geography with Portland, along with seven other cities. And a little bit also about our employee population. A few years back, we looked at our health plan data and found that about 75% of our employees are either overweight or obese. So certainly a big problem in a lot of jurisdictions, and while that sounds really shocking, it's also very similar to our general population and also what our state agencies have found. So there could be similarities between organizations in that way. And so an overview of our vending machines. We have about 50 different vending machines located in 20 buildings. My colleagues up in Washington, we are a jurisdiction that operates from our mini Randolph Shepherd Act, and so we collaborate with our blind vendors. We do have a five-year contract with our Oregon Commission for the Blind certified blind vendor, who then subcontracts with a private entity, a private vending company, to implement the stock and manage the vending machines. The objective of the Randolph Shepherd Act is to provide employment opportunities, so employment and self-sufficiency are primary goals for the Commission for the Blind and the blind vendors. And even though historically some of our public health colleagues at our Oregon State, as well as our local nutrition advocates, have had not so positive relationships with our Oregon Commission for the Blind and blind vendors, we took that history in mind and really wanted to make sure that we were working collaboratively with the commission to assure that their businesses were profitable while the health of Multnomah County employees and our visitors and residents were supported. So several healthy vending initiatives helped set up our move towards healthier vending in the county. A healthier vending initiative in Portland Parks and Recreation that covered their recreation facilities was passed. To that and timeline was a nutrition standards in our Oregon schools that covered vending machines. And also a few years back in 2010, the Health and Human Services and General Services Administration passed the Healthy Health and Sustainability Guidelines for Federal Confessions and Vending Operations. And that was something that we really looked for to really kickstart our healthy vending and healthier food projects at the county. We also received CPPW, Communities Putting Prevention to Work, Obesity Prevention Funds, and we have Healthy Communities funding at the local level to support development. We also were able to insert some nutrition standards into our 2010 blind vendor contract, but the implementation was minimal. We kind of were able to really quickly insert some nutrition guidelines into the contract, but we found that on the ground that none of the contract language was being implemented, and that was at about a 50% healthier vending level. So fast forward a couple years, Our blind vendor recently changed their subcontractor to Canteen Vending, and this change created an opportunity for us to improve compliance with our contract nutrition standards. This change actually allowed us to go a little bit above the nutrition standards that were inserted in 2010. This is kind of a lesson learned example of how nutrition standards can change over time. The nutrition standards that we inserted back in 2010 to our contract were based off of a percentage of weight of the product, sugar in weight or sodium in weight as a percentage, and we found that that probably was one of the reasons why it was difficult to implement, is that it was a little bit confusing to interpret those standards. And when we found that our subcontractor became Canteen Vending, they already had Choice Plus criteria, and some of these standards, when we did kind of a cross-sector analysis for our nutrition criteria, we found that these were actually somewhat more strict in a few areas. So for ease of implementation, when we found out that Canteen was our new subcontractor, we just decided to try to get to this 50% of our Choice Plus criteria for the remainder of this contract anyway. So the first phase of our healthier vending process started with doing some background research on who our major stakeholders were in this process. One of the primary stakeholders is our county contract specialist, who sits within our facilities department, and she is the person that is the main point of contact for the Commission for the Blind. She's the person that's responsible for the contract, and she's really one of the key people that we wanted to understand the contracting process, her relationship with the Commission, because we knew that that could be tentative, and so started meeting with her early on when we were doing some investigation on the vending machines. Also, our certified blind vendor, who is the person named within our contract to carry out the vending machines, and he's the person whose profit margin is potentially directly impacted by our healthier vending initiative. We wanted to make sure that we met with him and the vending company pretty early on as well, just to understand more about his process, where he's coming from, and to explain what we were trying to achieve with our healthier vending initiative. Also, key stakeholders are our wellness program, who during the time of this healthier vending project went through a revitalization, and so there was quite a bit more capacity throughout our county to be able to recruit our building-specific wellness champions. And we're able to tap into those folks to be our on-the-ground building-specific folks who would be able to connect us with the all building list, so we could send out emails and surveys. They were people who could really kind of tap into what the culture was like in the buildings to be able to understand, is this something that people are going to be receptive to or not, and really just be kind of our ground truthing agent. And then, of course, health department staff, who really did the work of connecting these different pieces and doing the surveys, analyzing the surveys, and doing the nutrition analysis of pre and post on the vending machines. So once we got buy-in from our key stakeholders, mostly that the blind vendor and our contract specialist were okay with us moving forward, we in the health department worked really directly with our vending subcontractor, Canteen Vending, to make the changes happen. And we decided that we would pilot the effort before going further to see how it would work. And we chose two different sites for our pilot, our central library and the Mead building. These two buildings were really ideal for our pilot because they were two very different buildings in terms of culture, the work, the kind of work components that people are engaged in each different building. So this gave us a chance to test out the healthier vending among two different diverse employee groups. At both sites, the vending machines are the only food or beverage source within the building. However, their central downtown core location means that they're pretty close to our very popular food carts, restaurants, and corner stores for other kinds of snacks. At each pilot site, we conducted slightly different kinds of employee assessments based on what we knew from our wellness champions on site about the employee culture, and so I will talk about those a little bit in a couple slides. And we also asked our vending company for pre- and post-sales data so we could do the analysis of specifically which projects products were purchased and how many of those during about a six-week period before and after each changeover. So our central library had a high readiness to change, and so they were the first that we decided to make the changes happen in that building. Multiple employees had contacted the health department as well as our wellness program and to ask for healthier options in the vending machines. The central library has one beverage and one snack machine, and they are located in an employee break room where only employees and volunteers are able to access that space. So because of the high degree of interest, we decided to just do a survey of the employees pre and post implementation. The survey asked about employees' purchasing history, their product preferences, preferred price points, and so on. For the pre-change survey, we had about a pretty high degree of participation, that 113 out of 180. It's pretty high readiness there to talk about healthier vending options. That's about a 63% response rate. And 83% of respondents did not think the foods currently in the vending machines were healthy, and 62% said they would purchase the healthier items if they were available to them. Again, the wellness champion as a key player in this helped to send out the all-building email to get folks to respond to this, and folks kind of buzzed about it and sent the emails around. That's something that administratively we have to have that person within the building be available to send the survey out. It's just kind of a bureaucratic snafu, but anyway, another reason why they're important. So this is a picture of our vending machine. The changes that were made were to include 50% of the Choice Plus items. Those are marked, and you can sort of see them with little green position flags on the swirl of the vending machine product line. And the vendor actually did a great job of identifying places to put the healthier vending options, and he really wanted to put them along the right side of the machine where the buttons to purchase the machines were, so as another additional product placement decision. And for our Mead building, our second pilot site, we have about 120 employees in that building who serve about 500 to 600 clients a month. Compared to the central library, which is a library, this building holds a lot of our parole and probation officers, and a lot of folks are coming through for probation checks and some other services that are located in that building. It is a secure facility, and the vending machines are accessible in our basement of that building, which is one beverage and one snack. Clients are, even though it's secure, clients are able to come in and do mingle around in that area, so it is a semi-public area. More resistance to healthier changes was anticipated at this building, so we decided to do a little bit higher level of employee engagement and decided to do a taste test with staff of the building to find out which kind of items they would want in the vending machines. So the taste test was conducted in person at the Mead building about a week before the changes were to be made. Canteen and our health department staff staffed the taste test and had folks send an email out again from our healthy vending champion there and recruited folks to come down and try the different items. Out of 120 regular staff, about 25 people completed the taste test and told us if they really loved something or if they really hated something. And our vendor really said that he didn't really care if people said that they hated it, that he was looking for the people who said they really loved it, because that meant that they would probably purchase those at some point if the vending item was there. And it doesn't take a lot of those folks to really push it over the edge that, that he really wanted those items in the vending machine. And another follow-up survey was sent 1 month after the changes were made to the Mead building vending machines. So here's a little bit about our results. Once we had data for both of our pilot sites, we compared each of the buildings and found that snack purchases increased for each building, $44 for the Mead building and $106 for the Central Library during the time period that was tested. Beverage data wasn't available for the Mead building because at the same time that they made changes, they changed the vending machine to have more options available. So it wasn't a one-to-one comparison, so we didn't actually include that data. But we found that even though purchases mostly increased, we found that the average calorie per item did decrease. It's a really modest decrease, but we did find that this is a compelling evidence, at least preliminary, to say that there's demand there for healthier items, and people will purchase them if they're there. So we had really positive post-change results as well. One of the quotes that we really like is that, for me, healthier vending is a no-brainer. It's good to know I can count on finding some items that will help provide sustenance without compromising nutrition completely. And that's really what we were trying to achieve with our 50%. We know that vending machine items are never going to, we hope that they will never replace a nutritious meal. But if you are desperate, you're feeling hungry or thirsty, and you really want something, that there will be an item there for folks that don't want to completely derail what they're trying to achieve outside of that desperate moment. So some of our conclusions and lessons learned are that contracts are really valuable tools, but the work really doesn't end with getting language into the contract, as we found from our 2010 experience. It's really important to devote resources to implement the change as well. You know, vending contracts can help to institutionalize the changes and really have a lever to be able to hold folks to, but it really requires knowledgeable staff to hold the vendors accountable, and it requires an amount of expertise and training all along the line to be able to know what an item is or isn't a part of the healthier nutrition criteria for the vending machines. And really we've devoted, I think similarly to the Washington State experiences, that the onus of the work has really fallen on the health department staff to make sure that the changes are being made and do the spot checks and really kind of do the on-the-ground work of them. Strategic partnerships with our vendors are really crucial. Working with our vendor was essential to moving forward, and we really benefited by seeking common ground in the process and engaging them early and didn't have a heavy hand in the process of working with our blind vendor and our subcontractor. Having other jurisdictions that we were aware of that led with this heavier healthfulness message were really met with a lot of resistance, and so we really worked together to try to kind of be a little bit softer on that message, but also just work with them on trying to improve the options. So having staff available to do nutrition analysis was really valuable. We had a registered dietitian on staff that was able to really do the analysis throughout the process and really talk about why this was important. We also had several dietetic interns that we were able to host and preceptor for the different projects that they were doing, and they were really able to do the individual vending machine analysis to figure out, you know, how much of the percentage of the vending machine meets these options, and even when it looked from a first glance like it might be pretty close to 50% or even maybe more, when you do the nutrition analysis to really check back to what the guidelines are, we really found that several of them didn't quite meet the 50%. So doing that kind of individual detailed work is really important, and it helps to have free labor from dietetic interns to be able to do that. Again, engaging the champions early was really, really beneficial. So our next steps are really to roll out these changes all across our county sites, the 50 vending machines that we have. We continue to be the connector as the health department between our wellness champions and to our vendor to really make sure that the vending changes are sustainable. And we are really looking to develop a more comprehensive and long-term plan to monitor and evaluate our healthier vending initiative. Our focus is on our contract negotiations, which are happening now. We have another vending contract that will go into place starting next year, and we've been we, as the health department, helped to draft a revised contract that had stronger nutrition language that wasn't tied to a single vendor's nutrition criteria, but was really based in our own analysis of nutrition guidelines and really put those forward. And that contract specialist is now has taken that draft recommendation and is sending that through our legal counsel, and we'll kind of hope to see what happens after that. And ultimately, I think we are looking at a higher level policy opportunity as a countywide nutrition policy, similar to what Washington State has done as an executive order. It would take a policy at the county level to also reach our institutions. We operate a jail and a juvenile detention center, and we have done some of the initial groundwork to develop relationships with those folks And we've also developed some preliminary healthy food and beverage guidelines that have been piloted, but we really kind of need that overarching policy to solidify that and institutionalize it into a theoretical framework that we can point back to and really show that this is a cultural change that's happening and it's not just these kind of pockets of initiatives that the health department is leading because we're health Nazis or whatever. So I think that's it. And we'll do questions later, but thank you.